Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football Manager.
Hi, it's Peter Guest with
The Moose.
And we're here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering MLS games for the 31st of May to the 2nd of June 2024. What have we got lined up, Moose?
Yeah, we've got quite a few games. New York City at home to San Jose Earthquakes. New York Red Bulls at home to Orlando City. DC United at home to Toronto FC, Philadelphia Union at home to CF Montreal, Inter Miami plays San Jose City, Chicago Fire at home to LA Galaxy, Nashville takes on New England Revolution, and Minnesota United takes on Sporting Kansas City, Austin visits Real Salt Lake, Portland Timbers takes on Houston Dynamo, FC Dallas visits Los Angeles FC, Vancouver Whitecaps takes on Colorado Rapids, and finally Atlanta takes on Charlotte FC.
I can see where you got Atlanta out of Atlanta that time, as it's in the view. Yeah, you can also see all the details for these matches you've just mentioned there in the podcast on this website, footballpredictions.net, our website, along with the fixtures from, well, every football competition you can imagine, really, in the world.
Our website shows you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers.
That's right. And actually, if you look in the description of this podcast episode, you can find direct clickable links to all the matches that we're about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules do apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Right, let's get straight into it. We've got New York City FC playing San Jose Earthquakes, and that one is on Saturday, the 1st of June. For us here in the UK, it's on at 12:30 in the morning. Well, this is one you can watch on Bet365 if you are a member there. If not, join, use the bonus code FP365. Right, New York City FC have had a very good run lately, haven't they?
Yeah, they're strong, good form, won the last four games. Score goals, like to concede a bit, but yeah, last time out they beat New England Revolution 1-0. We had an under game in that one, actually. We predicted 0-0, but 1-0. We had under 2.5 goals and no both teams to score, so at least we got in on that one. But yeah, otherwise a team in good form here, which can't exactly be said about the San Jose Earthquakes, who is also bottom of the Western Conference.
Yeah. I mean, harking back just there to New York City FC, have won five out of the last six. And the only loss they did have was that home loss to Colorado Rapids, where they got beaten 2-0, unfortunately, for them. Mentioning San Jose Earthquakes, well, they actually, we expected them to win last time out, but they drew at home with Austin FC. And three games before that also weren't very good. They got beaten 4-3 by Sacramento Republic in the US Open Cup. Okay, not the MLS, but still, you'd expect to have won that one. Yeah. And then they lost to Orlando City at home. So, and also before that, Portland Timbers beat them 4-2 away. So, yeah, not a great run. And I think that's kind of borne out with our prediction for this one, isn't it?
Yeah, Sacramento has conceded quite a few goals away recently, including in the, like that Sacramento loss, which is not an MLS team. So, yeah, we're going for a comfortable New York City win. New York City, who is in really, really good form at the moment. They actually won 7 out of the last 8. And we predict a 3-1 win for New York City.
Yes. The last time they scored 3 goals was New York City, was against Toronto. So we think, and they usually tend to score a couple, don't they? So, yeah, 3-1 is what we're going for that one. If you're looking at that, probably over 2.5 would be a good one to have a flutter on, I think. Anyway, staying with another New York team, New York Red Bulls, hosting Orlando City at the same time, Sunday, 2nd of June, on the next day. So this is also at half midnight our time. So it's a morning one. New York Red Bulls have got some patchy form themselves, but that said, so do Orlando City. What do you make of this one?
Yeah, New York, they kind of sit quite comfortably in that zone for the finals or the final series. Last time out at home to Charlotte, we had them to beat Charlotte 3-1. And it ended 3-1 to New York Red Bulls. We also predicted that they would lose at New York City the game before, and they lost at New York City. They then had a comfortable home away win at DC United. They won 4-1. It surprised us a little bit. We actually had them to lose that game.
Yeah.
Orlando is kind of hanging around the playoffs for the final series. You need to pick up some points there because we haven't got many games left before we enter that stage. Only for some teams, four, and the other teams have five games left. But yeah, Orlando's form is also very patchy.
Yeah, and on this one, I know we've got in the Eastern Conference, we've got Red Bulls sitting fourth. They've picked up 26 points, which is pretty commendable. And Orlando City, well, haven't really done anywhere near as well. They've actually got a negative goal difference, sitting on 17 points. And we think that that's going to follow true to form for the result in this one. And we've gone for 2-1 here, haven't we?
Yeah, 2-1. I mean, Red Bulls, they do like to concede goals. And Orlando, they do need to pick up points, but we do have Red Bulls down for a 2-1 win. Both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. I think the goals market here, looking at the most recent games for New York Red Bulls, looks like a very attractive bet.
Yeah, that said, Orlando City seem to be not big goal scorers and not always big goal conceders. So my feeling is the result probably of New York Red Bulls to win would be what I'd be looking at, would you say? Because they're quite good defensively, Orlando City. I say that with a negative 7 goal difference, but they have only conceded 23 into Miami, who are top of the Eastern Conference, have conceded 24. So, you know, make of that what you will. Moving on to DC United playing Toronto FC. This one's on Sunday, 2nd of June, UK time at half midnight. And you can watch this one on Bet365. Just use the bonus code FP365. Also, you can watch this if you have a subscription, if you want to pay for a subscription on the MLS Season Pass. Now, DC United have not been in great form. They got well beaten, didn't they, last time by Montreal?
Yeah, they lost 4-2. We had them down to lose that game in an over and both teams to score game. So that went in. But yeah, they've not been great form of late. Prior to that, they had a draw at home to Chicago Fire, but then they lost at Inter Miami. Most teams do tend to lose at Inter Miami.
Only 1-0, though.
Only 1-0, yeah, where some other teams get beaten quite heavily there.
Yeah.
Then they lost 4-1 at home to New York Red Bulls. So the last win they picked up was at Atlanta, where they beat them 3-2.
Yeah, it was an away game, too.
That was an away game, yes. Now, Toronto, on the other hand, they got a draw last week. We actually thought they were going to lose comfortably at Philadelphia, but they picked up a nil-nil. Prior to that, they did have a big win against Montreal, like the Battle of Canada there, 5-1. But other than that, they've had three defeats in the last five, so not looking too good either on the form. Both teams are sort of around these playoff spots. Toronto a few spots above the playoffs, and DC United just outside of the playoffs. So DC definitely need to win more here than Toronto.
Yeah, and we think actually, even though we've got Toronto as higher in the table, I should say, compared to DC United, we think that DC United are being at home going to sneak this one, don't we?
Yeah, 2-1 DC United. in a game that you can watch live on Bet365. And when you do sign up, use that bonus code of FP365.
Indeed. Next, we've got Philadelphia Union playing CF Montreal. And that one, UK time's on Sunday, the 2nd of June at 12:30. And another one you can watch on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. And you can watch that subscription free and for free if you just deposit one unit of currency or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. So Philadelphia Union have been having some, well, let's say firing blanks lately, haven't they?
Yeah, they've not two board draws against Toronto and Charlotte. We had actually the draw at Charlotte in an under 2.5 game. It was 0-0. The one at the New England Revolution. So actually, you could also say they've not conceded in the last three games.
But they've only scored in one of them.
They've only scored in one of them, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't go. You wouldn't think they go three games without scoring a goal, would you?
No. And they're playing. They're playing Montreal here, who actually come from a comfortable. They were in a bit of a bad patch. Lost quite a few games. They even lost in the Canadian Championship. Before they had a draw at home to Nashville, which we predicted again. It was an under 2.5 game. It was 0-0. Draw at home to Nashville. And then latest, they beat DC United 4-2. And we predicted them to beat DC United in an over and both teams to score game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we've got some good results with Montreal, haven't we?
We do. Going into this game, I mean, Philadelphia, yes, they're sitting right in that playoff spot. It's really a game that they should be winning. But actually, if you look at the table in the Eastern Conference, Montreal, although they are five spots below Philadelphia, they're only 3 points from Philadelphia at the same time.
Yeah, true. And for this one, we have come up with another home win. We think that Philadelphia Union will get over the line, and we think they'll actually score a goal. In fact, we think they'll score two. So we've gone for a 2-1 win to Philadelphia Union.
Yeah.
And let's see how that one plays out. But I think I'd probably more be inclined for the win in that game rather than anything else, just given their tendency to be in low-scoring games.
Yeah.
Of late, but yeah, we'll see what happens. Each week is different to the next. Next up, we've got Inter Miami, the Hollywood team, against St. Louis City, and that one's on Sunday UK time at 12:30, the 2nd of June, and another one you can watch on Bet365. Join with the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them, and well. What can you say about Inter Miami? You think they're going to win everything, and then suddenly they have a loss.
Yeah, that was a big surprise last week at home to Atlanta. Actually, not last week; it was this week. We did have Inter Miami to win that game.
It was today.
Yeah, it was this morning. Atlanta. Look, Atlanta had not won the previous nine games prior to this game. And Inter had actually been in quite decent form, so you would not have thought they would have folded at home to Atlanta, but they did. They lost 3-1 in that game. To be fair to us, we had predicted over 2.5 goals and both teams to score in that game, so we did come in and lose, but we did have Inter Miami down as the winning team. Yeah. Other than that, we have predicted, been fairly consistent in our predictions with Inter Miami. The week before, we had over both teams to score at Vancouver. We did have a draw in that one, but Inter won 2-1. We had them to beat DC United at home 2-0, and they beat them 1-0. We didn't quite pick the Orlando game. We had Inter to win 3-1, but then we did have Inter to beat Montreal 3-1. They beat them 3-2, and we had Inter to beat New York Red Bulls. And they beat in an over and both teams to score game, and they beat them quite comfortably 6-2.
Yeah, they now, just got over the line in that one, didn't they?
Yeah, now
what about St. Louis City?
Yeah, they're coming. They're playing in the Western Conference. They only have three wins all season, but you could have said the same about Atlanta prior to the game against Inter Milan or Inter Miami. They also only had 3 wins, right?
Yeah.
Now, San Luis, though, they're coming into this game with three straight defeats. We did predict them to lose at Cincinnati in their last away game.
Yeah.
They lost 3-1. We had 2-1. We thought they were going to beat Seattle, but they lost 2-1 at home to Seattle. But I think, yeah, overall, I think Inter Miami, they want to bounce back from that defeat against Atlanta, which was a bit of a rare one. Prior to that Atlanta game, they had actually won 7 out of 8 games.
Yeah, and if you look at St. Louis, they've actually got, even though they've only got the 3 wins from 14 games, they've got a lot of close ones. They've only got a -2 goal difference, which is, you know, not too shabby. So yeah, it's we think it's going to be another close game, given the array of superstars at Inter Miami, and what we know they can do, even if some of them are a little bit, what you might say, past their use by date. We still think they'll win, and we think they'll get over the line, but not by much, right?
No tight margin, so we're going for a 2-1 Inter Miami win. So goals, again, both teams to score over 2.5 goals.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Chicago Fire hosting LA Galaxy. This one's kicking off on Sunday, 2nd of June, UK time at 1:30 in the morning. And this one you can also watch on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. Now, Chicago Fire have not been in great form lately. They've lost 4 out of the last 6, but they have improved a little bit. They've had a couple of 1-1 draws for their last 2 games, including one on the 30th of May at 1:30 in the morning. So not travelling too well. Lots of draws, and wow, what about LA Galaxy?
Yeah, Chicago Fire's only picked up 2 wins all season, and the last win was all the way back to 7th of January. But yeah, like you said, we actually picked up 2 draws in the last 2 games against Orlando and DC, where we had both teams to score, so we got in on that bet. Now, LA Galaxy, I'm not saying similar story, but they do like a draw. They do like a draw as well, but they have won their last 2 games, and we actually predicted their last 2 home wins against FC Dallas and Houston Dynamo. Also, we had them at... No, sorry, that's... I was going on about it, but my apologies. But yeah, prior to that, 4 draws.
Yeah. 4 draws, including 2 nil-nils and 2-2s. So yeah, both of these clubs seem to like a draw, and the odd board draw as well. But for this one, we have decided on a draw as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we've gone with a 1-1 draw here, kind of continuing the Chicago Fire trend of 1-1 draws in the last 2 games. But yeah. I mean, look, Chicago Fire, at the end of the day, they need to pick up some points if they want to try and make the playoffs. They're 7 points up in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. But we also recognize that LA Galaxy is not going to be an easy opponent. They do sit 2nd in the Western Conference and looks pretty comfortable for a place in the final series.
Yeah, indeed. So we've gone for 1-1 in this game, which would mean if it does come off, that'd be 3 1-1s in a row for Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
So let's see how that one plays out. Next, we've got Nashville versus New England Revolution. That one kicks off Sunday, 2nd of June, 1:30 in the morning, UK time. And one you can watch again on Bet365. This is if you are new to them, use the bonus code FP365. So this is a game where you've got an inform, well, I say in-ish form, Nashville. They haven't lost since 5 games ago. And coming up against a bit of an out-of-sorts New England Revolution.
Yeah, I mean, Nashville, they started off the season really slowly. Only had 1 win in their first 9 games. But then they've actually picked up 3 wins from their last 6. Only lost at Charlotte as well. So they kind of turned it around a little bit. They also made it into the playoff spots for the final series now. And they're playing in really out of form. Well, to be fair, New England Revolution's never been in form this season.
Yeah, right. So they won out of 13.
Yeah, two wins out of 13. They only picked up 7 points, and it doesn't look like a team that is even going to be. They're going to be nowhere near the playoffs this season. You could almost. It would be harsh to say, but it does look like this season is pretty much over, right?
Yeah, they got the worst goal difference in both conferences combined. So,
yeah,
you wouldn't expect them to be able to win here, would you?
No, I mean, look, Nashville has surprised us a little bit. We thought they were going to lose Cincinnati last. They beat them 2-0, mm-hmm. But then we had the draw at Montreal Impact.
Yeah, we predicted the draw, didn't we? Yeah,
we did. Yes, and the last two home games. First one was against, the most recent one was against Atlanta. They drew them 1-1. We had 1-0. We did then have Nashville to beat Toronto by 2. We thought they were going to beat them 3-1. They beat them 2-0. And then when they went to Charlotte, we predicted them to lose 1-0 and they lost 1-0. So look, yeah. on Nashville, even though they surprised us at Cincinnati, we have been pretty good at the predictions. And I think also with this form of late of New England Revolution, who seems to be just rooted at the bottom, I think this is all calling for a Nashville home win.
Yeah, and we've said 2-1 to Nashville. We think they're capable of scoring at least a couple at Nashville. Yeah. And New England Revolution have they do score, but when they do score, it's usually just the one. So we've gone for 2-1 Nashville, and let's hope that one comes in. And I think the win for Nashville would be the one that I'd be placing most stock in terms of tips.
Indeed.
Next, Minnesota United versus Sporting Kansas City. This one is on Sunday, 2nd of June, 1:30 in the morning, UK time. And we've got this one on Bet365, which is, you can live stream it from there. If you're new to them, join using the bonus code FP365. And we've got, two teams which are kind of in different form, one more than the other.
Definitely.
Yeah. We had Minnesota have had kind of faltering. They were doing quite well for the last, up until about, 10 days ago. And then... they managed to grab a draw at Colorado, 3-3. It's a good, entertaining match. But lost, as we predicted, by the way. Yeah, they lost to Los Angeles FC. Yeah, you were going to say.
Yeah, we predicted that loss at Los Angeles, which was actually the first defeat in 7 games.
Yeah.
So prior to that, the form had been okay.
Yeah, I was being a bit harsh, maybe.
Yeah, just a little bit. But yeah, we predicted that. We also predicted an over and both teams to score games at Colorado, but we did predict Minnesota to lose that. It ended 3-3. And then the most recent home game, we predicted Minnesota to beat Portland Timbers 2-1, and they beat them 2-1. So in that respect, it looks pretty good. Now, Sporting Kansas City, that is an interesting one. They completely fallen off of late. Like, their form is shocking. They lost their last 6 MLS games in a row. Yeah. And considering that in their first 6 MLS games, they only lost 1. So, look, something has happened there.
They're very good at not winning games. They've only won 2 the entire season out of 15. Yeah. So, actually, it's probably the worst. If you could consider that in the Eastern Conference, New England have only played 13, but they've won 2. So,
and
yeah.
Also, when you look at the Sporting KC's results, there's actually only 2 games where there's been no both teams to score. So they've had 11 out of their 13 matches being both teams to score. No, 15, sorry. Played 15 games and only... and 13 of them has actually ended with both teams to score. So that's a high likelihood for that to happen. Yeah. And we've also gone with that. And I think going with the form that Kansas City is in, I think this is all calling for a Minnesota win.
Minnesota United 2, Sporting Kansas City 1 is what we've predicted. And yeah, I think that the BTTS probably is, well, BTTS and probably and Minnesota United to win would be what we'd be most fixated on in terms of the betting markets. So yeah, let's see how that pans out. And again, you can watch that on Bet365. Join with that bonus code FP365. Real Salt Lake versus Austin FC. This one's on the 2nd of June, Sunday, at 2:30 in the morning UK time. And yeah, but again, you can watch this one on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. You watch it with no subscription and at no cost if you've got a unit of currency in there or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Real Salt Lake, they like a draw as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do sit top of the Western Conference. But yeah, they've kind of, look, the last five, they've drawn three. So they are kind of starting to drop a few points, but they have been pretty consistent this season. Mm. The two defeats came within the first four matches of the season.
Yeah.
So ever since they've actually been, they've picked up, they've only been winning or drawing. But like you say, they do like a draw. They've drawn three out of their last five. But they do sit top. They do look comfortable in that position. Definitely a team that will make the final series. And they're playing an Austin team here that also just sits within these spots for the final series. But they need to watch their form a little bit. Because last time out, we had them to beat Portland Timbers 1-0 at home. And they lost 2-0. And they actually lost at San Jose Earthquakes. No, sorry, they didn't lose at San Jose Earthquakes, but they only drew at San Jose Earthquakes, who are bottom of the Western Conference. So it's been a little while since they picked up a win. The last win was at home to Sporting Kansas City, which we predicted. We predicted them to beat them in an over and both teams to score game, and it ended 3-2. Prior to that, we also had them to beat Houston.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think looking at the form of the teams, especially Real Salt Lake, they're in a good run at the moment. They're quite consistently not losing because they do like to draw, don't they? But I think looking at how Austin has been of late, this might go to the home team.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, they can't keep drawing forever, can they? Real Salt Lake. We think at home. By the way, their home form is better. Those draws that came out the last couple of games were away games. So, yeah, at home they've been very good. They beat Colorado Rapids 5-3 in a great game. And also they beat Seattle Sounders FC 2-0. And we think it's going to be 2-0 here again. So, yeah, we're going for the Real Salt Lake win. Couple of goals. So, but mainly I think for this one, the win would be the most likely outcome. And let's see how that goes and move on to Portland Timbers up against Houston Dynamo. And this one's on for in the UK anyway, Sunday, 2nd of June, 3:30 in the morning. And you can watch it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And last time out, we had Portland Timbers actually been doing pretty well the last few weeks, haven't they?
Yeah, they picked up three wins from four matches, which actually sees them just within the playoffs now for the final series in that Western Conference.
Yeah,
they're sitting in ninth, and actually in eighth we got Houston. So these are, and it's really tight in that area because Seattle is sitting just outside, just 1 point out, and at the same time, Houston has got just 1 point up to Colorado and Vancouver. So yeah, it's really, really tight around those sports who qualifies automatically for the final series, who's in the playoffs and who is outside of the playoffs altogether. But yeah, Portland's definitely done themselves some favors recently with three wins out of four.
We've done some good predictions in some of those games too. We
Definitely.
We predicted, didn't we? We actually predicted them to lose to Minnesota United about a week and a half ago, and we predicted 2-1 for that, and the score was 2-1, so that was a good correct score. Last week we predicted them to win 3-1 against Sporting Kansas City, and they won 2-1. And we also predicted them to beat San Jose Earthquakes 3-1. They won 4-2. So good predictions. And Portland really need the win, I think, to stay in touch. I know they played one more game than Houston, they'll be quite desperate, I think, at home especially, to win this one, don't you think?
Yeah, and like you just said, we predicted the last two home wins with both teams to score in over games, and they do look like the team that's probably more likely to edge this one. Houston has lost the last two away games.
Yep.
They lost at LA Galaxy and they lost at Austin. They lost 1-0, they lost 2-1 in LA Galaxy. And actually, we predicted both of those as well. We did also predict Houston to win at home to Colorado last night. But yeah, in this one, we are actually going to go with a narrow win for the home team for Portland.
Yeah, we've got it a bit like the game they played against Austin, which was ended up 1-0 the away game. We think that they'll also get done by Portland 1-0 here. And there's nothing really between them on the table. But yeah, Portland
looks like a tight game indeed.
Yeah, it could go either way. I think probably under 2.5 would be something to look at for that one.
Yeah.
Next, we've got Los Angeles FC playing FC Dallas. And this one is, the kickoff is Sunday, 2nd of June, 3:30 in the morning. For those of you who like to stay up late or get up early.
Yeah.
And again, you can watch that if you're going to watch it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And, well, you got a Los Angeles FC team here, which is in fine form, right?
Yeah, both in the league and in the cup. Last time out, last night, they beat Minnesota 2-0. We predicted them to beat them 2-1. We had them to just draw at Atlanta, but they won 1-0. And generally speaking, Los Angeles FC has been in very good form. They won 5 out of the last 6 in the MLS, which kind of sees them quite comfortable now in the top of that Western Conference. Together with the LA Galaxy and Real Salt Lake, they just won and 3 points off the top there. But also, they're playing a Dallas team that's in not too bad form themselves.
They haven't been too bad. They won 3 out of the last 6, but that's including 2 US Open Cup games, I must add.
So yeah,
can't really include
that's true. Them,
but yes, they do. We have some fairly good form with them in terms of predictions. We had them on the 12th of May to beat Austin, and that was 2-1, and they won 2-1, which was a good result for us. And in the last game against Real Salt Lake, we predicted a draw, and it was a draw.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad going. We did predict in the last outing them to lose to another LA team, LA Galaxy. We predicted 2-0. The result was 3-1. So
yeah,
that sounds like a fairly good... good result, 3-1 away to an LA team, and we've gone for that again, haven't we?
Yeah, if we do look at FC Dallas's form away from home, they've actually not won an away game all season. They lost 5 out of 7, 2 draws, and they're traveling to LA again here to Los Angeles, and they're meeting a Los Angeles team that's just in form at the moment. So we've predict a similar destiny like last time out in Los Angeles, where they lost 3-1 at LA Galaxy, and we're going to predict also here 3-1 for Los Angeles FC.
Yeah, and probably the win for Los Angeles FC is the pick of the one. Tips for that
yeah.
one. Yeah. Next, Vancouver Whitecaps playing Colorado Rapids. This one is on Sunday, the 2nd of June, 3:30 in the morning, UK time. And one you can also watch on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 if you're new to them, and you'll be able to watch all MLS games for, well, no subscription fee. And as long as you've got a unit of currency or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours, you can watch that. Now, the last six for Vancouver Whitecaps don't tell a great story, but they did have a win in their last game.
Yeah, they did, and that surprised us a little bit. We had them to lose at Sporting Kansas City 2-1. They actually won that one 2-1, and that was their first win in seven games. So yeah, they've been quite out of form, because considering that in their first eight games of the season, they actually won five. So they started off quite well, but yeah, of late they kind of fallen off a little bit, but picked up again at Sporting Kansas City. And it's going to be interesting to see how that will affect them in this game, because they're playing a Colorado team who's in seventh, Vancouver's in sixth, and they're just, both of them are just 1 point above Houston for the final series in the playoffs, and yeah. I bet none of them would want to drop into that playoff zone. So yeah, it's going to be a really interesting game, this one. Colorado, they are very hot and cold, aren't they?
Colorado have won a couple of games in the last six.
Yeah,
they've lost three with the one draw.
Conceded a lot.
Yeah, they have. They have conceded a lot, but looking at Vancouver again, they tend to not score a lot themselves, but when they do score, it tends to be one. So, they did score two in the last game, it's true, and that was away. So actually, they might be picking up a little bit in terms of the form. We didn't actually think they would win that game against Sporting Kansas City, but they did. In this one, it's a tricky one to pick. We think, again, it'll be close, given how close they are. They're both on the same number of points in the Western Conference. And so, yeah, there should be little in it. And we think if you look back to the reverse game on the 16th of May, it was Colorado Rapids at home, and they beat Vancouver Whitecaps 1-0, didn't they?
Mm.
And so we think that's going to happen again, but in the reverse.
Yeah. We're going to go for a narrow 1-0 win for Vancouver Whitecaps here. And it's a game that you, again, can watch live on Bet365. And please, when you sign up, do use that bonus code FP365.
Yeah. Next, we have Atlanta United up against Charlotte FC. That one kicks off at 9:45 UK time, PM, on the Sunday, the 2nd of June. And this one has got, well, an interesting two sides in different kind of form, in different form for both, really. It's a bit of a strange one. Again, you can watch this one on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Last time out, we saw Atlanta beat Inter Miami, which was a good result for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good result. I mean, that must have them buzzing a little bit, because we did predict Inter to beat Atlanta in that game. Sorry, I keep doing it. But Atlanta went and they beat Inter 3-1. That was a great win. And actually, it puts Atlanta right back in contention for the playoffs for the final series. The only 3 points off Nashville. With Charlotte, we actually predicted them to lose 3-1 at New York Red Bulls, and they lost exactly 3-1.
Yep.
And prior to that, we've been pretty good at our Charlotte predictions. We had them to draw at home to Philadelphia in the game before that.
Yep.
And prior to that, we picked up a few home wins where they beat Nashville 1-0. We predicted 1-0. They beat Portland. Yep. 2-0, we predicted them to win 1-0. The surprise that that's Chicago Fire, we thought they were going to lose 1-0, they won 1-0. So yeah, we've been pretty good at the Charlotte predictions. But yeah, I think that Atlanta win at Inter Miami would have given them something. And also, they are finding themselves in a position here where this is becoming a little bit of a must-win game if you want to connect with those teams that are sitting there for the playoffs and inside of the spots for the final series, where Charlotte sits seventh. So
yeah,
it's a really important game for them.
Yeah, I think, and we think that the home advantage is going to play into their hands in this one. We have seen quite a few games with kind of low scoring matches lately. I know that they won 3-1 against Inter Miami, which was a really great result. But they lost 1-0 to Los Angeles FC. They had a 0-0 draw against, well, that was in the US Open Cup, actually, so that, we'll discount that one. They had a 1-0 loss to FC Cincinnati. And, yeah, we think, though, in this one that they can turn it around and get a win, but 1-0 only. So
yeah. Charlotte's been, they lost 5 out of their last 6 away games. And I know Atlanta has actually lost their last 4 home games, but we do think that that morale boost at Inter Miami, that 3-1 win is going to take Atlanta over the finishing line here.
Yeah, they need the, and Charlotte, you know, they did score against New York Red Bulls in the last game that we predicted 3-1, ended up 3-1 to New York Red Bulls. But the last 2 games before that, were nil-nils. And the 2 games before that were 1-0s. So, yeah, we think it justifies this 1-0 prediction to Atlanta United. So we think they'll win that one. 1-0, maybe a correct score.
Yeah.
That wraps everything up. It is worth mentioning that if you're going to watch these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules do apply, 18+ at gambleaware.org. And don't forget, use that bonus code FP365 if you're a new customer, because that gives you the ability to watch all these MLS games at no cost, as long as you've got a deposit in there.
Yeah.
Or have watched it in the last 24, sorry, had a bet the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you can find the links to the fixtures we've just been discussing, or you can visit the website footballpredictions.net. And the beauty of that is you can have a look at online sources to see the games from your location via live streaming on the TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, plus the best offers and odds.
Yeah, you probably also know if you listen to this podcast that we produce these podcasts across several competitions as well as the MLS, and you can hear them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally get your favorite podcasts from. That's everything. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's
ciao.
Football Predictions.